There's a war resister in the White House, and he's invited the Chinese for tea. But what taxes the humor of this baby boomer is the face in the mirror I see. It's no longer the face of a young man, though I still can see some sort of child, where the aching frustration of failed expectation meets the urge to go Robert Bly wild. I got the new age blues. In my Birkenstocks for shoes and the new age blues, and all the juicy babes for whom I get the hots don't know who Bucky Fuller is or Alan Watts. Is this a Rip Van Winkle snooze or just the new age blues? The ones who sneer at Woodstock and the ones who zone on MTV. Got 20 megabytes of RAM, but I don't know who I am, and I've forgotten who I wanted to be. Am I too young to have a kid in college, or too old to consult the I Ching? Am I an obsolete relic of seasons psychedelic, or the bud of a very late spring? I got the new age blues. The new age blues. Don't even have the Reagans to accuse for my new age blues. In fact, one crazy thought keeps tantalizing me. I wonder what Al Gore was like on LSD, or did he steadfastly refuse and thus avoid the new age blues? Now when I Ross Perot peruse and that stuff Rush Limbaugh spews, I wonder why the new age never makes the news. And does that mean I'll never lose?